This is Sean with Voices of Saint Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Anne. And how do you pronounce your last name, Anne?
Bastinelli.
Bastinelli. All right. So, what year were you born, and in what city, and you know, or what area, if it was in Indianapolis?
I was born in Indianapolis at Coleman Hospital, as my parents like to remind me, in 1956.
Okay.
And grew up on the west side, went to Speedway High School, and so the churches I've been involved with have been St. Christopher, St. Gabriel, Immaculate Heart, and Joan of Arc. I guess I was baptized with Holy Trinity, too. There
so,
you go.
So what was your original connection with St. Joan of Arc?
Moved into the neighborhood, and I'm actually in the Immaculate Heart, I don't know, what do you call it, jurisdiction? And my son was baptized there, was married there, those sorts of things. But, you know, I was really such a fan of Jim Byrne and Sister Jane. And when they left, it just was not the same. Culturally, it was not the same. And so I just sort of lost that connection with Immaculate Heart. Meanwhile, over at Joan of Arc, Pat Doyle was there. And he just had a very inviting, welcoming way about him. And lots of people from Immaculate Heart started to go to Joan of Arc, including us.
All right. So what's some of the committees, groups, things of helping out with the church grow? What type of activities have you gotten involved with?
I have been on the French Market Committee for 23 years.
Wow.
was chairman of the raffle committee for a few, have been co-chairman for lots more, have worked with Kathy Mecker on that, Monica Foyer on it. Of course, Karen Blackwell Smith has always been around large and in charge when it comes to French Market. But for one reason or another, raffle has been my thing. The legend, which is true, one day I was walking out of Mass with Kathy Mecker, and Father Pat came up behind us, and he says, "Anne, you know, I'd like you to get involved with the French Market." And I was just sort of getting ready to say, "You know, Father, that sounds great. I am so involved with so many things." And Kathy just sort of looks over and she says, "No, you see, he's not asking you. You've just been appointed to the French Market Committee." And that was great. And it was a wonderful way to get involved, because it is too easy to beg off of those things because you're too busy. But this has really been a blessing in my life, particularly that ministry. I also work on the strengths ministry, and have coached various teams and taught various teams the strengths approach to coaching. So that's been great too.
Okay. And now, as far as personally flashing back to specific moments, what are some of your favorite moments that have happened in the church, at the school, French Market, outside the church, with, you know, the people that have kind of helped make it happen? What are some highlight moments you'd like to share?
Well, the moment that I just related, well, Father Pat came up behind me and Kathy and said, I'd like you to be involved with French Market. That was really a defining moment with regard to my involvement with the church and the depth of my involvement with the church. So that was a huge one. There have also been several moments which have occurred when it comes to meeting and planning French Market. Over all those years, there have been so many circumstances that have happened. I remember taking my son in his stroller by there, years and years ago, probably 23 years ago, and it was, you know, there were probably 8 or 9 people, and they were around a picnic table, and they had a bucket of chicken, and I think that was French Market. It was not what you would call a festival today, but it has really evolved into a major deal and very well run, and so many of those meetings, those people have just become like family to me. We all look forward to seeing each other. We plan French Market all year. So if it's stuffing envelopes or if it's just sitting down to one of those meetings and somebody's got crackers and somebody's got wine and pop and everything else, it's just a pleasure. You really feel like you're closer and closer to those people and doing good for others. I mean, you know, I'm a motivational speaker. I do a lot of speaking with big groups, and one of the premises that I speak to a lot is, and this is probably quite an oversimplification, but there are two kinds of people in the world: those who use themselves to benefit others, and those who use others to benefit themselves. And the people at Joan of Arc are people who use themselves to benefit others tirelessly, and that's a wonderful group to be associated with and part of and close to.
All right, so I know you could pick as many as you possibly could pick, but let's just pick one person that you've been able to work with over the years that you like to give some appreciation to.
Kathy Mecker. Kathy was the first person who I worked with regard to French Market. She was the one who really made some changes to how the raffle was run. Both of us had come from corporate backgrounds, and it was just absolutely delightful. And I think Kathy and I worked on it for 2 or 3 years. She transitioned to another role. Again, like I said, I've stayed on raffle the whole time with different colleagues. But that was really my indoctrination to that role and to the church and to how loving and fun and challenging and all of the adjectives that you would think of that would draw you to someone and draw you to an ideal or a concept, I could associate with Kathy.
Okay, and then if somebody that you say met on the street and you're describing overall to get them interested in starting to go to, you know, St. Joan of Arc, what would be kind of the overall phrasing for that?
It's inclusive. Everybody has a role over there. They want to get as many people involved as possible. And it's more interesting when there are. And it is a diverse urban type of parish. And so there's always someone new to meet. There's always someone there who has an answer to what it is you need. If we're working on, you know, reverse raffle, or if we're working on French Market, or if we're working on finance committee or strengths or those sorts of things, the outreach is sincere and the inclusiveness is real.
Okay. Well, Anne, I really appreciate your time. I know everybody will love kind of hearing your backstory and also your involvement with French Market. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I close it out?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, there might be, but yeah.
It's all right. All right, so just stay on the line, and I'm going to close this out.